结论。
The reason I mention that is because of the work that I do, I get to travel a great deal.
因为我的工作的关系，我常常世界旅游。
And the ministry we go with has taken me this year already to Nigeria.
今年到目前今年为止，我已经去了奈及利亚。
To Nepal twice.
已经去了尼泊尔两次。
To India.
去了印度。
Turkey.
土耳其。
Uganda.
乌干达。
So there's a lot of different places that I have at least this much knowledge about.
所以至少有一些地方我去，起码我有这样子一点的认识。
And there may be some country that you are specifically interested in that you'd like to find out.
也许有一些国家是你特别有兴趣想要知道的。
I like a year and a half ago, I was in Australia.
一年半以前我去了澳洲。
And I was telling my friend Wally about being in this church.
那我告诉修华这件事情有关于我去的那个。
It's very close to the campus of the University of.Melbourne.
是在墨尔本大学附近的一个地方。
And if you're outside the church, you're in Melbourne.
如果你在教会以外的地方，在那个墨尔本那个地方。
But if you're inside the church, you're in China.
但如果你在教会里的话，你会发现你在中国。
Because the church was started specifically to reach out to Chinese international students.
因为那个教会的目的是希望能够接触到中国人。
To disciple them and equip them to go back to their countries as tent maker missionaries.
使他们成为门徒，将来到回到他们原来的国家的时候，可以成为支帐篷的人。
And I've been to this church quite a few times before.
我曾经去这个教会有好几次。
And it's an amazing place because many of their Chinese are from not just China but also Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines.
真的是蛮特别，很奇妙的是，在那个地方的中国人不光是从中国来，也有从菲律宾、马来西亚的地方。
And so they are sending them out to be missionaries to those places.
他们差派一些宣教士到那些地方去。
But on this last trip I was there, one of the men was giving a report of what God is doing in North Korea.
但是呢，最后一次我去的时候呢，他们竟然提到神在北韩所做的工作。
So those kind of places are very interesting to those of us who follow events around the world.
对我们来说真的是一件非常特别的事情，可以继续的追踪他们过去曾经发生的事情。
And if you're interested, I can give you contacts that can help you go to North Korea.
如果你有兴趣的话，我可以给你接触的这个人怎么。让你知道怎么去北韩。
We can get you in.
我们可以想办法让你进去哦。
We can't get you out.
但我们没办法让你出来了。
But Jesus said go.
但耶稣说去。
He did not say come back.
他没有说回来哦。
Amen. Who's amening that? All right. So, two stories before we go to Acts chapter 10.
在我们进入《使徒行传》第十章之前，我要提两个故事。
I may mention this tomorrow morning, so please forgive me if it repeats.
我也许明天早上会再提一次，如果我重复的话，请大家包涵。
But wherever I go in the United States,
但无论我去美国什么地方
，I encourage people to enlarge their prayers by praying for the country on the label of their clothes.
无论你去了美国什么地方，我真的是鼓励你。为你的衣服上面都会有这个标签，标签上面制造这个衣服的这个国家，我真的是鼓励你为这个国家祷告。
You know where it says made in?
那上面会说从哪里制造
？I guarantee if you go into your closet,
我保证你，如果你进了你的衣橱的话
，70 to 90% of your clothes have been made someplace other than the United States.
70%-90% 的衣服呢是从美国以外的其他的国家所制造。
I was at a church in Texas.
我在德州的一个教会。
And this lady came to me and she said, "I did what you said."
有一位姐妹到我面前来跟我说，我照着你说的话做了。
I went into the closet and I began to write down the countries.
我真的进了我的衣橱，开始把这些制造衣服的国家的名字写下来。
She said, "In my closet, there were 26 countries."
哇，在我的衣橱里有26个国家。
And many of those countries are places where the unreached people of the world live.
在那些国家当中，有许多许多的未得之民。
Now I was reminded of that this morning because my shirt is made in Bangladesh.
我被提醒了，因为我的衣服呢是孟加拉制造的。
And Bangladesh in South Asia is the fourth largest Muslim country in the world.
在南亚的孟加拉是世界上第四大的回教徒的国家。
And my shirt was probably made by a man who's never heard about Jesus Christ.
我的衣服可能是由一个从未听过耶稣基督的人所制造的。
So even your closet can connect you to the unreached people of the world.
所以就算是你的衣橱，也可以将你跟世界连接。
And you might start to pray for the person who make your clothes.
所以你也许会开始为制造你衣服的那个人祷告。
Because they might be Buddhists in Sri Lanka.
他们也许是斯里兰卡的佛教徒。
Or Hindus from India.
或者是印度教的印度教徒。
Or Muslims from Malaysia.
或者是从亚洲来的任何一个穆斯林。
And that might be your only connection with those people is to pray for them.
也许那是你唯一的连接点，就是为他们祷告。
Because God works through our prayers. Amen.
Amen.神借着我们的祷告来工作。
Amen.
Amen. 阿们吗？阿们。
But I have this vision.
但我有这样子的意象。
That maybe someday in the worship service in heaven.
也许有一天我们在天堂一起敬拜的时候。
When there's people from every tribe and tongue and language and nation.
当我们敬拜的时候，从各族各民各方各种语言的人来敬拜的时候。
That some man will come up to me.
有一个人也许会来到我跟前。
And he has a long beard.
他有一个很长的胡子。
And a robe.
有一个袍子。
Sandals on his feet.
也许是凉鞋在他的脚上。
And he says to me, "Hello."
他对我说 "Hi."
I am Abdullah.
你好，我是 Abdullah.
From Bangladesh.
从孟加拉来的。
I made your shirt.
我做了你的衣服。
And he tells me how God.Who hears my prayers? He answered the prayer by him hearing a radio broadcast.
他告诉我他神怎么样使用了我的祷告，借着他可以听得到，是借着收音机的工作，他可以听到我的祷告。
And he heard a radio broadcast and he started a correspondence course.
他听了福音的这个电台的工作之后，他有了回应。
He began to learn about the Bible.
他开始学圣经。
He met some Christians.
他遇见了一些基督徒。
And for 5 years they had a friendship.
五年中间他们有了很好的友谊。
And he became a follower of Jesus.
然后他变成了跟随耶稣的人。
So God works through your prayers.
所以上帝借着你的祷告来工作。
Do pray for the country on the label of your clothes.
请为你衣服上面制作的这个国家来祷告。
I was in a very small church in an island in the Caribbean.
我在加勒比海的一个非常小的岛国。
And I had preached at this church before, but today I was only a visitor.
我曾经在这个教会讲过道，但是那一次去的时候，我只是纯粹去探访他们。
And my wife and I came in a little bit late.
我太太跟我晚了一点到。
But because the service was small, the worship leader noticed us.
因为是一个很小的教会，所以这个带领敬拜的人发现了。
And he stopped right in the middle of the worship.
然后他在敬拜当中就突然停下来。
He pointed at me.
他指着我。
He says, Egypt.
他说埃及。
And I said, that morning.
他说那天早上。
As he was getting ready for church.
当他准备去教会的时候。
He was putting on his shirt.
他在穿他的衣服。
And it said, made in Egypt.
然后他说是埃及制造的。
And he knew I was the one who told him to pray.
他说他知道我这么教他祷告的。
But even when you see people around you,
即使你看到你周遭的人
and the lady with the head covering, you know she's Muslim.
当你看到一个穆斯林的女子戴着头巾
the person with the red dot in their forehead, you know they're Hindu.
当你看到印度的女子在额头上面有一个红点
a man with a turban, you know that he's a Sikh.
这些印度人信锡克教的，他们头上戴着包巾
Just pray.
就是为他们祷告。
That God would begin a work in their lives.
祷告上帝会使用他们，在他们生命中工作。
Now the second story actually happened in Pennsylvania.
第二个故事呢，是发生在宾州。
In this church that I was visiting, they were trying to develop a burden for unreached people.
在我去探访的这个教会呢，他们正在发展，他们希望他们教会对于宣教有负担，对于未得之民有负担。
So they were trying to give their people a vision for those to go to those that had never ever heard the message of the gospel.
所以他们试图鼓励他们教会的人能够去接触这些未得之民。
And the pastor and the mission committee worked together on this project.
牧师跟宣道委员会的同工们正在很努力地进行这个计划。
Now in that church, when they celebrated communion, they had a tradition.
在他们教会里，在行圣餐的时候，他们有这样子的一个传统。
The ushers would take the bread and they'd serve it to the people.
招待会把饼传给当中的弟兄姐妹。
And everyone would hold on to it.
每一个人会拿着他的饼。
And then the pastor would say.
然后牧师会问。
Has everyone been served?
有没有人曾经被服侍过，或者是曾经领过饼？
And it was basically a rhetorical question. It was just that's the way they did it.
听起来好像是一个不是很有道理的问题，但是他们就是会这样问。
And he said, "Has everyone been served?"
你们中间曾经有人领过饼吗？
And then he would say, "Take, eat. This is Christ's body."
然后他会说，你可以吃，因为这个是神的。
And they would do the same thing with the cup.
然后他们也会做一样的事情，对杯。
They would hold it.
他们也会拿着杯。
Pastor would say, "Has everyone been served?"
然后牧师会问，有没有人曾经领过杯
？Then take drink.
然后可以一起享，一起领用。
But that Sunday.
但那天早上
，the pastor they passed out the bread.
在分派饼杯的时候
，And the pastor said, "Has everyone been served?"
牧师又问一次，有没有任何人曾经领过饼杯
？But this Sunday,
但这个早上
，members of the mission committee,
宣道委员会的委员
，had clothing on representing different ethnic groups that had not heard the gospel.
穿着特别的不同民族的衣服是没有领过饼杯的。
And one would stand up and say, "I represent the Berber people of North Africa. We have not been served."
然后这个人就会说，我代表 Berber 这个民族，我们从来没有领过。
And someone else would say, "I represent the Uyghur people of Western China. We have not yet been served."
然后有另外一个人，他会穿着维吾尔族的衣服，然后这个他会说，我们从来没有领过。
And someone would say, "I represent the Miao people of South China. We have not been served."
然后有的人会说，我代表中国的苗族的人，我也从来没有领过。
And the pastor would say, "As you take the bread, as you drink the cup, remember there are people in the world who do not know the message that Jesus died for them."
所以牧师说，当你领受饼和杯的时候，请你记得，那里还有许多未得、没有听过福音的人。为他们祷告。
So this weekend I'm here basically to remind you that there are people in the world who have not yet been served.
所以这个周末当我在你们中间的时候，我想要提醒你们，还有许多许多人从未领受过饼杯。
Now our theme is about crossing boundaries.
我们的主题是跨越界限。
And there are places that many of us are just afraid to go.
那有很多地方是我们当中大家害怕前往的。
We're afraid to start the conversation.
我们很害怕跟别人开始交谈。
We don't know how to begin.
我们不晓得如何开始。
At my own church, I was talking in a Sunday school class about reaching out to international people in our own community.
在我自己的教会呢，我在主日学教课，教的就是怎么样在我们自己的居住的范围里头去接触这些不认识、不同的文化的人。
I was explaining to our church that at the local supermarket,The ladies who were doing the checkout were Cambodian Buddhists.
我就在我们教会附近的一个超市，它是柬埔寨的佛教徒。
And they probably had never heard the gospel before.
他们也许从未听过福音。
In the Sunday school class, the lady at the end asked a question.
在主日学当中，快要结束的时候，有一个姐妹问我了一个问题。
She said the people at the supermarket.
她说那个在超市的人。
You said they were Cambodian Buddhists.
你说他是柬埔寨的佛教徒。
How did you know?
你怎么知道？
And I think she thought that because I travel, I must have looked at their face and said Cambodian Buddhist.
我想这个姐妹认为我是因为到处到不同的国家去，所以看她的长相，看她穿的衣服，我可以认出她是柬埔寨的佛教徒。
Or maybe she thought, you know, that they had a religious symbol on, and I knew.
或者是他觉得他也许衣服上面有一个什么特别的标记，我可以认得出来。
And she said, I said, I don't understand the question.
他说我不懂你的问题。
She said, well, you said they were Cambodian Buddhists. How did you know?
他说你说他是柬埔寨的佛教徒啊，你怎么知道的呢？
And I said, I asked them.
我说我问他呀。
And the lady says, oh.
Lady 说哦。
Because we sometimes forget that the best way to start sharing the gospel is to open our mouths.
有的时候我们忘了，最好的方法就是我们直接开口问。
Even this morning in my hotel, there were a bunch of people speaking Arabic to each other.
啊，今天早上在我所住的旅馆有很多人 speaking
Arabic.
哦，阿拉伯语。
And so I said to them, one phrase I know is good morning.
我对他们说了一句阿拉伯语的早安。
So I said sabahe.
So I said sabahe. 所以我说 sabahe.
And it's not a very good pronunciation, but they knew what I was trying to say.
也许不是最标准，但是他们可以听得懂我在说什么。
So then we started talking some more.
所以我们就开始了更多的交谈。
And found out about, and they're actually Maronite Catholics from Lebanon that live in this area right here.
哦，所以发现他们其实是
Maronite Catholic.
Maronite, 哦，他们是天主教徒，然后是黎巴嫩裔。
But you just start the conversation.
但你就是开始一个交谈。
And if you are afraid of making mistakes, you will never do it.
如果你害怕犯错的话，你绝对不会开始的。
Do you understand what I mean?
你明白我意思吗？
If you're afraid that you might say something foolish,
如果你害怕你会说什么愚蠢的话，
you'll never try.
你就根本都不会去试了。
Because I'm pretty sure my pronunciation of the Arabic was very bad.
因为我相信我的阿拉伯语可能没有办法这么标准。
But they knew I was trying.
但他们知道我正在努力的试。
How many of you actually are from Taiwan?
你们当中有多少人从台湾来？
Okay, so quite a few. Well, at my own church, I was invited to do a wedding for a Caucasian man marrying a Taiwanese lady.
在我自己的教会呢，我他们请我主婚证婚是一个白裔的跟一个台湾来的结婚。
And the bride said, my grandfather is coming from Taiwan. He speaks no English.
他这个姐妹她说我的祖父呢要从台湾来，然后他一点英文都不会说。
Could you say something in Taiwanese at the service?
你可以说一点台语在结婚典礼上吗？
I'm not very good with tones.
我对方言来讲不是太好。
So they wrote it out for me.
所以他们把那个发音写下来给我。
They gave me a tape.
然后他们给我录音带。
They rehearsed it with me.
他们一直跟我练习。
And I was supposed to say, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. and then the people's name.
然后我应该要说某某某跟某某某，然后用他们的名字。
And so when they finally were married,
所以后来他们结婚的时候，
I said what I was supposed to say.
我说了我该说的。
And every person who spoke English and Taiwanese,
每一个人都是说英语和台语，
knew what I was trying to say.
他们能够明白我想要说什么。
But we went to grandfather during the reception.
当在那个之后用餐点的时候，我去了外公那里。
And with translation, I said to him, "My grandfather, did you understand what I was saying?"
他跟外祖跟那个祖父说，你能够明白我在讲什么吗？
He said, "Not one word."
一个字都听不懂。
So I'm just saying, be willing to make mistakes.
我只是要告诉你，就是愿意尝试错误。
The Bible story we're looking at is about Peter crossing a boundary.
我们接下来要看圣经上面的一个故事，是讲到彼得他愿意跨越界限。
I won't be reading the whole thing, but as I said, it's in Acts chapter 10.
我不会读经文，但是呢，他这里讲的是
Now, if you were here last night, you knew that the commandment from Jesus was to wait, receive power, and then be witnesses, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth.
如果昨晚你在的话，你知道我们提到大使命知道要他们等待接受福音，得着圣灵和能力，然后去从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极去传福音。
But the disciples were just like us.
但是门徒就像我们一样。
They started the church in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷开始了教会。
And the church was growing.
教会开始成长。
Everything was fine.
看起来都是那么的好。
And they had numbers being added every week.
人数不断的每个礼拜增加。
And they just stayed in Jerusalem.
然后他们就留在耶路撒冷。
They forgot about Judea.
他们忘了犹大。
Samaria.
他们忘了撒玛利亚。
Ends of the earth.
然后也忘了地极。
They became satisfied with just where they were.
他们就对他们自己所拥有的感到非常满足。
So even though Jesus said, by the power of the Spirit, go be my witnesses in Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth, they stayed at home.
即使主耶稣这样子吩咐他们，他们还是决定就留在本地。
But God sends persecution to send them out.
所以上帝带来了迫害，让他们可以开始往各地去。
In Acts chapter 8, verse 1,
在使徒行传一章八节
，It says a great persecution arose against the church, and they went to Judea and Samaria.
因为有迫害开始，所以他们开始往撒玛利亚、犹大全地到地极。
Up to this point, the church had stayed in Jerusalem.
在那个之前，他们都还留在耶路撒冷。
And that's my way of saying sometimes God uses difficult ways to get us to get out there.
所以我说，有的时候上帝也用一些困难的方法让我们出去，让我们离开那个地方。
He may bring you to unreached people by being in the unemployment line.
他也许将你带去那个未得之名，借着你失去工作。
He may take you to places you don't want to go, but you're forced to go.
他也许带你去一个你不想去的地方，可是就是强迫你去。
And this is what happened to the church.
这个就是发生在教会的。
So in Acts chapter 8, they finally go to Samaria.
所以在第八章的时候，他们总算到了撒玛利亚。
But Acts chapter 10, they begin to go to the ends of the earth.
从第十章开始，他们开始到了地极。
Actually, it had already started when Philip spoke to the Ethiopian.
当腓力跟这个伊索比亚的这个官讲话的时候，就已经开始了。
But now Peter crosses the barrier to bring the gospel to Gentiles.
但是彼得现在开始跨越障碍，把福音带给了外邦人。
Now think about it, when Jews would hear Jesus say, God so loved the world, they would think of him saying, God so loved the Jews.
所以当那个时候他们听到神爱世人的时候，他们觉得是神这么爱犹太人。
Or God so loved the people of Israel.
或者是神爱以色列的人。
But now Peter is called by God to go.
但是彼得现在被神呼召要去。
Now I won't read the entire chapter.
我不读整段经文。
But if you read Acts chapter 10, you'll see it in summary form this way.
但如果你看使徒行传的话，你会看到这些。
In a place called Caesarea, there's a man called Cornelius.
但你看的时候，你会看到在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流。
And Cornelius was a God-fearing Gentile.
这个哥尼流就是一个敬畏神的外邦人。
In the Jewish temple, he would be allowed into the outer courts.
在那个犹太人的会幕或者是在他们的圣殿的时候，他可以被在外院。
They actually called it the court of the Gentiles.
他们事实上叫外院。
So they could pray to the God of the Jews, but they could not enter into the worship.
他们可以向犹太人所信的神祷告，但是他们不能进。
So Cornelius is a God-fearing Gentile.
所以哥尼流是一个敬畏神的人。
And he has a dream.
他有一个梦想。
And basically the Lord speaks to him.
在这个梦当中，神对他说话。
And basically, the Lord says, Cornelius, I've heard your prayers.
神就是告诉他，哥尼流，我已经听了你的祷告。
And Cornelius is ready to obey God.
然后哥尼流也愿意顺服神。
With one dream.
虽然他很疑惑。
Now Peter,
彼得
is the man of God in this story.
是在这个故事当中的一个主角。
He's the leader of the Jerusalem church.
他是耶路撒冷教会的领袖。
Cornelius, the Gentile, one dream and he obeys God.
哥尼流是一个外邦人。
Peter has to have three dreams.
但彼得需要有三个异象。
Because Peter was stuck in his own traditions.
因为彼得被他自己的传统所限制了。
And if you read it from verse 9 onward,
如果你从第九节开始读
Peter was waiting for a lunch and he goes up to the rooftop to pray.
他正在等待他的午饭的时候，他到房顶上去祷告。
And three times God gives him a vision.
三次主向他显现异象。
That he should not call something unclean that God calls clean.
他不当神说这个事情是洁净的时候，他不应当认为是不洁净的。
And Peter didn't know what the dream meant.
彼得并不明白梦的意思。
But God says it to him, Peter, no longer consider the unclean.Don't reject something because it's unclean.
Yeah, 神再次跟他说，不要认为这些事情是俗或不洁净的。
So both Cornelius and Peter are prepared by prayer.
所以哥尼流和彼得都因着祷告这件事情准备好了。
And as soon as Peter awakens from his third dream,
当彼得从第三个梦里头明白醒过来的时候，
Gentile men come to ask for him.
外邦人就是要来找他了。
People from Cornelius' house.
从哥尼流差派的人来找他。
And Peter basically says, I've had this dream, I have to obey God, I have to go to this Gentile's house.
所以彼得意思说，我有了这个意象是神给的，那么我就必须服从，然后去这个外邦人的家。
Now I don't know how to imagine this in my own place.
我不明白，如果是我的话，会是一个什么样的情况
？I think the closest would be God speaks to me in a dream and says, "Go talk to the Taliban."
所以也许我的在从我的角度来看，就是我的衣服上面。要告诉我的是，也许我要去跟一个 Taliban。
In other words, the enemies of the gospel.
也就是说，对于福音的仇敌，我要去跟他说话。
In the first dream, I say no.
那我第一个一定会说不。
In the second dream, I say no.
第二个梦我也可能说不。
But by the third time, I finally say yes.
到第三次的时候，我也许就会说好。
And I go to my wife and I make sure she has all the insurance papers.
那我可能会去跟我太太讲说，你确定你有那个保险哈
？And then Taliban knocks on my door.
然后 Taliban 就来敲我家的门。
Please come to Afghanistan and have lunch with us.
然后请到阿富汗来跟我们一起吃饭。
And like I said last night, I will pray, but I'm keeping my eyes open.
我可能会愿意去祷告，但是我会把我眼睛张开来。
But this was how dramatic it was for Peter to go to a Gentile's house.
这真的是一个非常戏剧性的事情啊！彼得愿意去到一个外邦人的家。
All of his life, he was taught they were unclean.
他从小到大一辈子都被教导这个去跟外邦人是不洁净的。
And it's my way of reminding us that unreached people are only going to be reached if Christians are willing to leave their comfort zone.
这是我想要告诉你的，如果彼得愿意去离开他的舒适圈，这是我们唯一能够接触外邦人的方法。
Take the risk.
就愿意承受危险吧。
And even in this situation, it even has to do with sharing meals.
就算是跟他们一起吃饭，这样子的情况。
Whenever you cross into another culture, you're going to be served food you don't understand.
当你去跟一些异文化的人相处的时候，你可能就会吃到一些很不一样的异文化的食物。
I remember a man from Latin America coming to Boston.
我记得有一个从拉丁美洲的人来到 Boston 的时候。
I would like to eat some American food.
他说我想吃一些美国食物。
I said, oh, maybe you should have a hot dog.
他说哦，也许那你应该可以吃热狗。
And all he could think of was, really?
他说啊，是吗
？Like a puppy?
一只狗吗？
I said, it's very American to eat hot dog.
他是在美国是很普通的事情吃热狗。
I don't think I'm ready to eat hot
dog. 我不认为我可以吃热狗。
But maybe better than cold dog.
也许冷一点的狗是比较好吃。
We take the risk and we go.
我们就是要愿意承担危险然后去。
And when they meet each other,
当他们碰面的时候，
both Peter and Cornelius are confronting stereotypes.
他们两个人都要面对这个刻板印象，要面对这样子的冲突。
Peter is meeting a Gentile in his house for the first time.
彼得第一次在那个人的家遇到，在他自己的家遇到外邦人。
And he basically says, "I don't know why I'm here."
彼得说，我不知道为什么我会在这里。
And he actually says, "You know," he says to the Gentiles, "You know that I shouldn't be here."
他告诉那个外邦人说，你知道我不该在这里的。
So we always think that the missionaries are these courageous people that just go, go, go.
所以我们一直以为宣教士就是那些很勇敢的人，就是去去去。
And in reality, sometimes missionaries are people who are afraid, but they still go.
但事实上是宣教士，其实他们也是害怕的，但是他们仍然去。
When I travel, one of my theme verses is from Psalms.
当我travel with.
When I travel to these risky places,
当我去那个比较危险的地方的时候，
the verse in Psalms, I think it's 56, it says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you."
所以在诗篇的五十六篇，他这么说：当我害怕的时候，我信靠你。
So the issue is not that you have fear; the issue is that you overcome your fears.
所以这个问题不是说在于你会害怕，而是你怎么样克服你这个恐惧。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
And then Cornelius sees Peter and he bows at his feet.
当哥尼流看到彼得的时候，就跟他跪拜。
Because he basically says, I'm not worthy to receive you, man of God.
哥尼流的意思就是说，我不配得神的荣耀恩典。
He was basically saying, I'm a Gentile, so you shouldn't even be here.
他基本上的意思就是说，我是一个外邦人，你不应该在这里的。
But Peter comes and Cornelius receives him and they stand up together and greet.
但彼得来了，然后接受哥尼流也接受他，然后他们一起互相问安。
And then they share stories.
然后他们就彼此分享。
They talk together.
他们一起交谈。
Peter talks about his dream.
彼得谈到他的梦。
Cornelius talks about his.
哥尼流也谈到他的。
And Peter begins to see that God is bigger than his stereotypes.
然后彼得 Cornelius or Peter?
Peter.
彼得开始明白他自己彼得开始明白神比他更大。
So if you look at Acts chapter 10 verse 34 to 36, this is the summary of this case study in one way.
如果你看第十章的34到36节，这个经文基本上就是像这一段经文的结论。
Because Cornelius is learning about salvation, but Peter is learning about God.
所以哥尼流正在学习什么是救恩，那彼得正在学习。
Cornelius is learning about salvation, but Peter is learning about God.
然后彼得正在学习什么是神。
Because until this encounter, Peter's God was a Jewish God.
因为彼得的神是一个犹太人的神。
And Peter is realizing, no, he's God of the nations.
但彼得现在明白了神是所有万族万民的神。
Verse 34 to 36.
在第34到36节这么说。
Peter began to speak.I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message of God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all.
在三十四节，彼得这么说，我真看出神是不偏待人的。原来各国中那敬畏主、行义的人都为主所悦纳。神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主。传和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。
You see, until this point, I think Peter believed that Jesus was Lord of Jews.
在这之前，彼得还是认为耶稣是犹太人的神。
But now he's saying he's Lord of all.
但现在他说他是万有的主。
That God is not limited to our definitions of our own ethnic identity.
神并不会因为我们族裔所认为的这样子的事情而被限制。
Now, I don't want to be too personal.
我不想太个人。
I'll tell you a story about being at a conference for Chinese Christians.
但是我想要告诉你我在一个中国教会参加聚会时候的事情。
There's a group, maybe you know it, Ambassadors for Christ.
在使者。
And the very first time I visited their conference, 1989.
在1989年，我第一次参加他们的聚会的时候。
And it was my first time there.
那是我第一次在那边。
And I listened to the missionary challenge in Chinese Mission 89.
然后呢，我听他们的宣教士来给予挑战。
And the way they presented it was, there are this many Chinese in Central America, there are this many Chinese in Malaysia, this many Chinese...And it sounded like the only concern was for Chinese around the world.
当时我听他们有很多的中国的宣教士在马来西亚或者是在其他的地方。
And there are many.
听起来非常多。
Many, many dispersed people from China around the world.
许多从中国出来的宣教士在世界各个地方。
So it's a legitimate mission field.
是一个合理的宣教工厂。
But it's not the only mission field.
但不是唯一的宣教工厂。
And we should reach ethnic Chinese all over the world.
我们需要到世界各地去接触这些中国人。
But don't limit it to that.
但不要只仅限于那个地方。
Don't limit it.
不要局限。
Peter says, I realize that he's Lord of all.
彼得说我明白了他是万有的主。
And God may want to send you to disperse diaspora people in other parts of the world who are ethnically Chinese.
神也许差你到世界各地的各地的地方去接触这些中国人。
But God might also want to send you to Japan.
也许神送你去日本。
Or to countries in Africa.
或者是去非洲的国家
or to places where you know, the people are nothing like you.
或者是去某一些地方，那些人跟你长得一点都不一样。
And as a result, we need to remember that God is bigger.
我们必须知道神是远远远具有。
God is bigger.
神是很大的。
So what can we learn from the encounter of Peter with Cornelius?
那我们可以从彼得跟哥尼流的这个事情学什么呢？
If we're going to cross cultures,
如果我们要超越文化。
If we're going to cross barriers,
如果我们要超越障碍。
The first thing,
第一件事情。
Six principles.
有六件事情。
It almost always begins with prayer.
几乎就可以这么说，第一件事情就是祷告。
We begin with praying.
我们开始于祷告。
We begin with praying for people groups around the world that don't know about Jesus.
我们为那些还不知道主耶稣基督的这些人祷告。
I visited a church not too far from here in Pennsylvania.
前一阵子我到宾州离这里不远的一个教会去。
And this church had adopted a program called Adopt a People.
他们教会开始了一个新的计划叫做认养。
And all over the church were these posters.Pray for the Miao people.
然后他们教会就有那个照片，就是要为苗族的人祷告。
And MIAO, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And South China.
在南方，中国南方。
And into Thailand, Cambodia, that area of the world.
对，很靠近泰国跟柬埔寨。
All over the church with these posters.
在这些教会里头，他们都有这些。
And had a picture of someone in their native attire, their local clothing.
有这些照片，这些人都是穿着他们本族的衣服。
How much of the Bible was in their language?
然后有多少的圣经在用他们的语言
？How many Christians there were?
在那里有多少的基督徒
？But they were considered an unreached people.
但他们仍然是被认为是未得之民。
The church's starting point was to pray.
那他们的一开始的方法就是祷告。
And that might be your starting point.
也许那个是你的起点。
Personally or as the church.
不论是个人或者是以教会来看
，You just pick some people group and you start to pray for them.
就是挑一个族裔开始为他们祷告。
Prayerful preparation.
以虔诚的心、祷告的心来预备。
And if we can look at it, it wasn't that God was preparing only Cornelius.
你如果看的话，神不是只光预备哥尼流。
God was preparing the Christian or the follower of Jesus, in this case, Peter.
然后他们也神也预备了彼得。
And maybe we need to pray that we be prepared.
也许我们也该祷告为我们自己。
And so as we get ready to go out into the world, we need to pray that God will help us to be prepared.
在这些传福音的过程中，也祷告为我们自己祷告。
And as you pray,
当你祷告的时候
，God may direct you to study more about people.
神也许会让你明白你要去学习认识更多的人。
As the friend will share later on about reaching Gujaratis.
等一下，我会分享一个故事，就是当一个人他要 reaching Gujarati.
Yeah, I could tell they're not really Gujarati looking, but.
就在我们中间的 Blake 牧师。
But if you're going to reach Gujaratis, it's not just about praying. You have to learn about India. You have to learn about Hinduism. You have to learn about the people.
当你要去接触这个人的时候，你不光是要学习祷告，你要学习祷告怎么认识印度人、印度教。
And then the next principle is not just prayer.
然后那个原则也不是只是祷告。
But the second principle is we go.
第二个原则就是我们要去。
We go out.
我们要出去。
We go out looking.
我们要出去看，寻找。
We go to the people we're trying to reach.
我们要去那个我们想要传福音的对象那个人的地方去。
See, for some reason in our churches, we've developed a bad mindset, a bad way of looking at things.
某种程度而言，教会有的时候会发展出一个不太对的想法。
We think that if we put a sign out in front of our church that says everyone is welcome,
我们以为我们在教会门口前面摆了一个欢迎大家来
，that people will come to us,
人自己就会来。
But the message of the gospel is we go to them.
但是圣经给我们的信息是我们要去他们那里。
Cornelius is the person who doesn't yet know Jesus.
哥尼流是那个还不认识耶稣的人。
But God doesn't say to Cornelius, go to Peter's house.
但神不是叫哥尼流去彼得的家。
He says to Peter, go to Cornelius' house.
他是要反而是要彼得去哥尼流的家。
Go and make friends.
去跟他做朋友。
Go to their home.
去他们的家。
Or at least build a friendship.
或者起码能够开始一段友谊。
Now let me be even more practical.
让我可以更实际的告诉你。
When you're living in such a multicultural place like here.
当你住在像这个地方这么多元文化的地方
，The starting point might not be going to someone's house.
起点也许不是去某一个人的家。
The starting point might be learning their name.
起点也许是学一个名字。
And being able to greet them and talk to them a little bit about where they came from.
然后可以跟他打招呼，可以跟他聊天，可以问他他从哪里来。
The people that I was talking to this morning from Lebanon.
我今早谈的跟这个从黎巴嫩来的人交谈。
I said things about Lebanon that I learned by reading the internet.
然后我就跟他交谈，谈到一些我从 internet 上面学来的一些有关于黎巴嫩的事情。
But they knew I was interested in their place.
但他们就知道，哎，我对那个地方是有兴趣的。
And so we need to go and pursue.
我们需要去，然后去寻找，去做。
And I'm not saying you should go and try to reach every person in your own community.
我不是说你要在你居住的地方去跟每一个人做这样的事情。
But I'm saying at least make some friends.
但我的意思说，起码交朋友。
I was at a church down here in Jersey near Atlantic City.
我在我们 New Jersey 南边靠近大西洋城的一个教会。
And they wanted me to do a Saturday morning seminar on understanding and responding to Islam.
他们要我在礼拜六给一个讲座，是关于能够明白伊斯兰教的。
And we had maybe 100 people.
我们大约有100人左右。
And I asked the audience.
我就问当中的听众。
I said, how many of you have an opinion about Islam?
你们中间对于伊斯兰教 有什么意见没有？
You know, something you think about when I say the word Islam or Muslim, you think these things.
当我讲伊斯兰或者是讲穆斯林这个字的时候，你有什么想法？
100% had an opinion.
100% 的人都举手说他们是 有想法、有意见的。
Then I asked them, how many of you have actually read a book or taken a course on understanding Islam?
然后我就问他们，那你们当中既然举手，有多少人是真的看过书去了解？
I think there were 7.
只有七个。
So 100 had opinion.
所以100个人是有想法的。
Only 7 had done any research.
只有七个人曾经读过或做点研究。
Then I said, how many of you have a friendship with a Muslim?
然后我又问，那你们中间有多少人是跟这些伊斯兰教的人有友谊的？
3.
三个。
So 97 had opinions about people they had never made friendship with.
然后97%的人是从来跟这些人没有任何交往关系，但是却有想法、有意见。
If we run the other way,
如果我们反过来看
，they will run towards each other.
They 如果我们用另外一种方法的话，他们可能就可以。
In other words, if we don't befriend them,
如果我们跟他们不做朋友的话
，they will come to the USA.And become stronger Muslims.
如果我们不认识他们，他们可能来美国成为更虔诚的回教徒。
My wife works with a Gujarati guy.
我太太去这个 Gujarati.
Gujarat from Gujarat, India.
到印度的 Gujarati.
And if you asked him before he came to the United States, he was a cultural Hindu.
所以你如果问他的话，他会告诉你他是一个文化上的。
But as soon as he came to the United States,
但一旦到了美国之后
he went looking for other Gujaratis.
他马上就去再找跟他相同背景。
And you know where he found them?
那你知道在哪里找到吗？
At the Hindu temple.
就在他们的印度教的。
So he actually became more religious by coming to the Christian country.
然后所以呢，他来到比较基督教像我们这样子的国家，可是使他变成更印度的、更印度教、更虔诚的印度教徒。
So we go.
所以我们要去
，and we share some hospitality.
然后我们要跟他们建立友谊。
That's the third principle.
也就是说，我们要很热情的招待他们。
They build friendship by sharing hospitality and meals.
他们那个时候是借着饮食，借着一起吃饭，展现热情的招待，可以增进友谊。
Now here's where our cultures can be quite different.
也许在我们的文化中是不太相同的。
In my culture, my cultural background,
在牧师的这个文化背景中
，If I want to treat you special,
如果我想要给你一个很特别的事情
，I take you to a restaurant,
我会带你去餐厅吃饭。
If an African wants to treat you special,
如果非洲人想要对你做一件特别的事情,
he takes you to his house.
他会带你去他的家。
So I was befriending this man, a medical doctor from Libya.
所以我跟这个一个医生，他是从利比亚来的。
A Muslim guy from Libya.
他是一个穆斯林教徒。
And I invited him to go to a restaurant.
我请他去餐厅吃饭。
Because we were just trying to build some friendship.
因为我们想要建立一些友谊。
But I had to explain to him that I was honoring him by taking him to a restaurant.
但是我必须要跟他解释，我请他去餐厅吃饭其实是一件很荣耀的事情。
Because in his culture,
但是因为在他的文化中，
if you take someone to a restaurant, it means you don't like them.
你带他去餐厅吃饭，表示你不喜欢他。
It means I don't want this person in my house.
表示我不喜欢你来我的家。
But I took him to a restaurant.
但我带他去了一个餐厅。
And we talked very openly about his Muslim faith.
我们很开放的聊起他的回教信仰。
And I actually explained to him something about the idea of nominal Christian.
然后我对他解释一下什么是宗派基督徒的这个想法。
Because he thought all of American culture was representative of Christianity.
他以为美国文化就都是基督教文化。
We went to an interesting restaurant.
我们去一个很有趣的餐厅。
And the first thing he ordered was something that was cooked in wine.
他点的第一道菜就是用酒来当做原料。
And I said to him, Mustafa, that's cooked in wine, and I know you're a good Muslim. You don't want to eat something cooked in wine.
然后我就告诉他说，我知道你是一个好的穆斯林教徒，那道菜里头是有酒的，所以我想你可能不会想要点这道菜。
And so then he ordered something else, also cooked in wine.
所以他又点了另外一道菜里头还是有酒。
So I said, that's also cooked in wine.
我告诉他那个里头也有酒。
But we had some good conversation.
但我们聊得很开心。
And we made some friends. And he actually, in the middle of the supper time, he says, I have to go do my prayers.
在我们吃晚餐的当中呢，他告诉我说，我必须去祷告。
Because he wants me to know how religious he is.
他想要让我知道他是多么的虔诚。
Now, I don't know. He might have gone out to his car and had a smoke.
但也许他其实只是去车里抽根烟。
But he wanted me to know that he was a good Muslim man.
但是他想让我知道他是一个虔诚的的回教徒。
So within a couple of days after our meal together,
在接下来的几天当中，
he invites me to his house for supper.
他邀请我去他的家吃晚餐。
He says, "Would you please come to my house? I'll cook you a good Libyan meal."
他说，你可以来我家吗？我会煮一顿很丰盛的请你。
Now my wife and I are talking about this.
我跟我太太就聊起了这件事情。
And here's where you realize that you have some fears.
到这个时候，你就开始明白，你其实会有一些担忧。
She goes, you're going to his house?
你要去他家吗？
And he has two roommates.
他有两个室友。
From Saudi Arabia.
从沙特阿拉伯来。
You need to take someone with you.
你需要带一个人跟你一起去。
So I gathered one of my students, and he went with me.
所以我带了一个我的学生跟我一起去。
And you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事了吗？
Nothing dangerous.
什么危险的事都没有。
The Bible says that the wicked flee when no one is pursuing.
Sorry.
Psalm 138:3.
Psalm 138.
I think it's 138.
诗篇第一百三十八篇。对不起，找一下。
Is that it? Let me check.
诗篇。
Is that right? 138:3? Nope, sorry. Okay, well that's also a verse about boldness, that's what I remember. Anyhow, don't give in to your fears.
无论如何，不要陷在你的害怕担忧中。
One missionary was speaking at a conference.
一个宣教士在宣教年会当中这么说。
And he was talking about religious extremism.
他在讲到这个极端的事情。
Because now it's become dangerous to be a Christian in Buddhist Sri Lanka.
现在在斯里兰卡这些佛教徒当中。
Very dangerous to be a Christian in Syria.
在叙利亚当中，你是基督徒的话，也是非常危险的事情。
Even the Prime Minister of India wants everybody to become Hindus.
就算是印度总理，他也希望每一个人都变成印度教。
And it's dangerous.
是很危险的。
To go out and proclaim Jesus Christ.
去传扬主耶稣基督是危险的。
And this man actually said something very dramatic.
这个人事实上说了一件非常
He said, maybe we have been unsuccessful in reaching the unreached people because we've been unwilling to send martyrs.
Martyrs.
People who die for their faith.
也许是因为我们不愿意送人去当宣教士。
Maybe you've heard of Back to Jerusalem.
也许你听过回到耶路撒冷。
These is Chinese Christians in People's Republic.
这个是在中国的宣教士。
And their vision is to send 100,000 missionaries across the Buddhist world, the Hindu world, the Muslim world back to Jerusalem.
他们的意向是要送上万的宣教士跨越障碍到印度去。
And I know there are some troubles about them.
我知道他们有一些困难。
But they said in their recruitment.
但是在他们的招募的时候，他们这么说。
Their vision is for 100,000 new missionaries.
他们的意向是希望有上万的宣教士。
And in their recruitment, they say that 10% will be martyred.
在他们招募的过程当中，他们说有10%的人可能会被害。
Can you imagine Jeff recruiting a team from the church?
你可以想象 Jeff 牧师要招募这样子的队吗？
We're going to go to Queens and reach out to Muslims.
我们要到皇后区去接触这些穆斯林。
We're looking for a team of 10.
我们在找十位队员。
Only 9 will return.
只有九位可以回来。
Would you go with me?
你会跟我一起去吗？
But that's the radical nature of people who understand that Jesus died for us.
但是这个就是我们因为明白主耶稣基督为我们而死。
We sang the song that my name is written on his hands.
我们唱一个歌 My hand is written on
his name.
His name is written.
No, no, my name is written on his hands.
我的名字在他的手上。
That was the verse, wasn't it? But, yeah. You know, the idea being, I've been purchased with a price.
这个意思就是说我是被神的重价买赎回来的。
I am not my own.
我不是在属于我自己。
The Christian goal is an obedient life, not a long life.
基督徒就是要过一个顺服的生活。
Now God may give us a long life.
也许神会给我们一个长寿的生命。
But prolonging my life.
但让我的生命年岁增长。
And living for all the comforts of America is not the goal.
我年岁增长，然后过一个富裕舒适的生活，并不是神的目标。
So some of the principles.
所以另外一个原则。
Prayer.
祷告。
Peter went, so a spirit of going out.
彼得要去。
Building friendship by hospitality.
建立友谊，借着热情招待。
Sharing stories.
跟他分享故事。
Giving a testimony.
给他你的见证。
When you meet someone from another world religion or from an unreached people,The best thing you can tell them is your own relationship with Jesus.
当你遇到一个别的族裔或者是未得之名不认识耶稣的人的时候，最好的方法就是给他你的见证。
I have never met a Muslim, Buddhist, or Hindu who was convinced to become a Christian because they lost an argument.
我从来没有看过一个印度教徒、穆斯林或者是佛教徒变成基督徒是因为他们在跟你辩论的时候输了，辩论输了而成为基督徒的。
And when you go,
当你去的时候
expect God to work.
你就期待神会做工。
God is going ahead of you.
神比你更先到那里。
The Gujarati people you're working with in New York, God's preparing them for you.
在纽约你工作的那些人 Gujarati people, 神会在你之前先去做工。
In the same way that God prepared Cornelius,
就是一样的方法，神先预备了哥尼流。
God's preparing.
神会预备。
I listened to the story that a missionary told about working in North Africa.
有一个宣教士告诉我一个事情，是他在北。
And every month he goes around his neighborhood and knocks on the doors and asks people, "Have you had a vision, a dream of a man in white garment?"
就那个人会敲门说，你是不是曾经听过一个人会穿着 白衣？
And every month somebody has had that vision.
每一个月都有一个人有那样的意象。
Because God is going ahead of them.
因为神在他们之前就先去做工。
Get ready to be amazed.
你就是预备好，你会得到这个惊奇。
In verse 45,
在44节
it says the Jewish believers who were with Peter were astonished that the gift was poured out even on the Gentiles.
Excuse me, just let me go back to...
Verse 45.
在使徒行传的第四十五节。那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也交在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
So they were amazed.
所以他们很惊讶。
At the conference I just was at in Nepal, we had a visitor from Egypt.
在尼泊尔的一个聚会里头，有从埃及来的人。
And as he gave his testimony, it was like listening to a testimony of someone from the Book of Acts.
当他讲到他自己的见证的时候，听起来就像是一个人从《使徒行传》这样子 的故事。
He's talked about being followed by the police.
他说到他被警察跟踪。
And every time he goes in and out of the country, they detain him or they, you know, because they know he's a Christian.
这人讲到他每一次进出国界的时候，就会被警察拘留。
But he sounded like Paul the Apostle. I don't even care because I just want to preach the gospel.
听起来就像他好像是使徒保罗，但是他不介意，他就是要去传福音。
And he talked very openly about this pouring out of the Spirit in Egypt.
他提到了在埃及的时候圣灵怎样浇灌。
Even at their church, they have Muslim imams, that's like a priest or a pastor, coming with their questions about Jesus.
他提到在埃及，甚至是就像相当于是。牧师这样子阶层的穆斯林人也很开放的来问他很多问题。
And every person that was listening to these stories, we were astonished to hear what God was doing.
每一个人都很惊讶的来听这个事情，知道上帝怎样在那里行大能。
But if you want to be amazed at what God can do, you've got to be involved in doing it.
如果你自己也想要领受这样子的惊奇，你必须要是在宣教的事情上有成为一份子。
God is preparing people before you.
神在你面前就已经预备了。
Final story.
最后一个故事。
I told you about the church that I visited that had the pray for the Miao people.
我刚提到说，我去那个教会是为苗族的人祷告的这个教会。
This church was also very near a university.
这个教会也是离大学很靠近。
And every September, they would have a Welcome to America dinner at their church for foreign students.
每年九月的时候，他们在教会都有迎新的聚餐。
And so they would go, and they would just basically invite people into the church building. But it was not a really religious event. It was more of a Welcome to America event.
那样子的聚会，就是不是一个很宗教性质的教会，就是一个迎新的聚会。
And so I was at this event.
我在这个聚会当中。
And a young man comes up to me.
有个年轻人到我面前来。
He says, "Sir, are you from this church?"
他说，先生，请问你是这个教会的人吗？
I said, "No, I'm a visitor."
他说，牧师说，我不是，我也是来这里。
Because I was going to be speaking at the banquet that September night.
我是来这里的讲员。
I said, "This is my first time in this church."
这也是我第一次来这个教会。
He looked at me. He says, "Me too."
他看看我，他说，我也是。
First time in this church.
第一次来这个教会。
First time in any church.
第一次到任何一个教会。
I'm a master's degree student. I've just arrived from People's Republic of China.
他说我是第一次来，然后我是要来读硕士的一个学生。
He said, "My government has sent me here."
我的政府把我送来。
But I want to learn about American culture.
但我想要学这里的文化。
And I was told that a lot of Americans go to church.
那我听说美国人都去教会。
So I came to this church.
所以我就来了。
Plus, I heard there was food.
另外我知道有晚餐。
And so I would like to have some American food.
所以我也想吃一些美式的食物。
I said, "Well, you're welcome."
我说欢迎啊。
And he says, "Can I ask you another question?"
我可以问你另外一个问题吗
？He says, "This sign, these pictures, pray for Miao."
他说这些照片，帮苗族的人祷告。
What does it even mean?
什么意思啊
？I said to him, "Well," and I tried to explain to someone who's never been to church, doesn't know about Christianity, that these people are followers of Jesus.Praying that Miao people, ethnic minority in China, get to hear the gospel.
我试着要跟这个对于信仰一点概念的人都没有，那我想要怎么解释，让他明白，这些信耶稣的人怎样为这些苗族的人祷告。
And I said, you know, for 5 years, this church has been praying for Miao people.
过去五年来，这个教会一直在为苗族的人祷告。
He looked at me.
他看着我。
It's most amazing, he says.
哇，真是太奇妙了。
I said, "What's amazing?"
怎么奇妙法
？He said, "What's amazing?"
我说怎么奇妙法
？He says, "I am Miao."
他说我就是苗族人。
These are my people.
这些是我的人，我的人民。
And I said, "These people at this church have been praying for you."
你知道吗？这个教会的人正在为你祷告。
So I introduced them to the pastor.
所以我将他介绍给那个教会的牧师。
And I said, the prayers you've been praying,
你所祷告的
they're now right in your face.
现在已经成就了
right in front of you.
就在你面前
You see, God is at work.
你知道吗？神正在做工
We are joining God's mission.
我们参与他的
And God wants every person to have an opportunity to respond to the gospel.
神要每一个人都有机会能够来回应福音
So look for the opportunities to cross the barrier.
所以呢，去找机会，能不能够跨越障碍
？To make a friend，
就做个朋友
；Or maybe to prepare yourself to go someplace God will send you，
或者是预备好你自己啊，让神可以差派你所要去的地方。
To go to the ends of the earth，
直到地极
，so that everyone might have a chance to respond。
所以每一个人都有机会可以对福音有所回应。
Because not everyone has been served。
不是每一个人都领受了。
So I'll pause and maybe talk for give 15 minutes or so for some questions.
所以我就停在这里，也许有15分钟，大家有问题可以问。
And if there are no questions, we'll dismiss a little early.
所以如果没有问题的话，我们就可以早一点结束。
So sometimes if there's silence, people will say, "Oh, the poor professor, he's up front. I need to ask a question so he's not embarrassed."
哦，这个教授好可怜，在门口。我们应该要问问他问题，不然他一直站在那里。
But any questions about things going on around the world with the church and with the challenges Christians face?
任何事情都可以问，有关于信仰的，或者是有挑战的，关于宣教方面有关的事情，你都可以问。
Question, sir.
May I
translate? Yeah, please. Give me a chance to think of the answer.
这是一个很普通的问题，就是说，你知不知道在北美的华人教会，有没有哪一些挑战去传福音，特别是对 Chinese people， 对于对于宣教来讲。
Well, I think some of the challenges are the same as all of North America.
我想有一些挑战。其实是相同的，就是对于北美的教会都是一样的。
For example, the desire for wealth and materialism can easily diminish our hunger for God.
比方说物质主义或者是希望可以更富有这样的事情，可能会影响。
And we live in one of the most materialistic places on earth.
我们的确是住在最纸醉金迷的地方。
And we can spend all of our time just trying to get more and more and more.
而且我们可能常常会想要花更多的时间来得到更多的财富。
And I think that temptation is still strong in the Chinese church too.
我认为这个 temptation 试探，对我认为这个试探是非常大的。
A second thing.
另外第二点。
Will the Chinese church give up their young people?
中国教会是否愿意将他们的年轻人 送出去。
Because for when the older generation has come to America,
因为当上一代来到美国
to give the younger generation a better life,
为的是给他们的下一代有一个更好的生活。
When the younger generation hears God's call to go,
当第二代的信徒听到了神的呼召要去
it is often the parents that say no.
通常常常是父母亲说不。
One of my friends named Tom Lin,
我的一个朋友他的名字叫 Tom Lin.
His parents came from China to the United States.
他的父母亲就是从中国来到美国。
He was the pride of their family.
他是他们家族的荣耀。
Went to Harvard University.
毕业于哈佛。
Nice big job at a software development company out in Silicon Valley.
非常的有成就，在矽谷有一个自己的公司。
But he felt called of God.
但他觉得神呼召他。
To go as a cross-cultural missionary.
去当一个跨文化的宣教士。
To Mongolia.
去蒙古。
His father said to him.
他的父亲对他说。
I did not bring you from Chinese poverty to send you to poverty.
我并不是将你从中国这样的贫穷地方带来，为的是让你再去一个贫穷的地方。
Every 3 years at the Urbana Student Missions Convention,
每三年的 Urbana 的这个事工
，we have many many young people of Chinese American or Korean American background.
我们有很多中国的中国裔的或者是韩国裔的。
And they will oftentimes stand up and say, "I think God's calling me to the unreached people."
很多时候，他们站起来回应说，我觉得神对我有呼召，要去当宣教士。
And they will go home.
他们回家。
To their Christian parents.
到他们的基督徒的父母亲那里。
Who will try to put the fire out?
试着去跟他们谈这件事情。
And they will say, you know, well, you can become a medical doctor and support many missionaries.
父母亲通常会教起他们心中这样子的想法，跟他说：“你可以当医生。”
You can become a successful businessman and support many missionaries.
你可以当一个很有钱的商人去支持更多的宣教士。
And we forget the fact that God's first calling on that young person's life is not their money.
我们常忘了神呼召这些年轻人的时候，并不是为了钱。
The first calling on that young person's life is that they give their lives.
对他们的呼召其实是要他们奉献一
生。I don't know the situation here. Jeff has not told me to say this.
我不知道你们教会的情况。Jeff 牧师也没有跟我说。
But if you are in traditional Chinese or even East Asian tradition, you want your children to have a better future than you've had.
但在美国的华人教会，如果你想要你的孩子有一个更好的
And so when they sense a call into cross-cultural mission, oftentimes it's Christian parents that want to stop them.
通常这些第二代想要跨越障碍去传福音的时候，常常是父母亲的答案是不可以去。
And I would argue that the Chinese church is more culturally equipped to go some of the places in the world than somebody from my background is.
事实上，华人教会在文化上面来讲是。更有装备的，如果你是要去像中国人这样子的background传福音的话。
And I think the third challenge in the Chinese church, like all churches,
第三个挑战啊，就像其实在任何的教会都是一样。
Is to build the church in Jerusalem and just stay there.
就是在耶路撒冷盖一个教会之后就留在那里。
So we lose our vision for the world.
所以我们就留在那个地方，失去了我们的意向。
So there's other challenges in the Chinese church, especially with the generations.
当然还有其他的挑战。
Generally speaking, there's the first generation.
一般来说有第一代。
There are children that were brought here when they were 5 to 10 years old and they were raised in American culture.
他们的孩子可能是五六岁被带来美国，然后就留在这里。
And then the grandchildren,
第三代的孩子。
Who say, Grandma and Grandpa, why do I have to learn Mandarin?
第三代的孩子可能就会跟祖父母们说，为什么我需要学中文
？And they come in with a boyfriend or a girlfriend who looks like me.
然后他们的男女朋友可能就已经是白人。
And then all of a sudden, you're challenged to realize that you're first Christians before you are Chinese.
然后你就发现
Say that one. I'll figure that out.
就你可能就发现你其实已经。不再像中国人了，就已经遗失中国的那个文化已经就消失了。
Is that okay? Did she get it? Okay.
Basically, the challenge is generations of immigration happens, and you eventually get assimilated into this big thing that's called American culture.
也就是说，移民到美国来以后，我们就渐渐的被同化了，像美国人的文化了。
And as a result, the Chinese churches that I know, they're always struggling about losing the younger generation.
据我所知，中国人的教会都正在挣扎中，因为遗失慢慢的流失了这个有中国文化的。
Now, if I've said anything that's too offensive,
如果我说了什么话冒犯你们,
I'm hoping that Jeff has a good sermon for tomorrow morning.
我希望 Jeff 牧师明天早上有一个很好的讲道。
But since he invited me,
既然他邀请我,
maybe Paul will be preaching tomorrow morning.
也许 Paul.
No, I mean, we're all struggling to know where we fit.
我们其实都在挣扎中，我们在哪里是适合的。
And I'm even reminded that I go to dangerous places, but I always come home.
就算我明白我会去一些危险的地方，但是我总会回家。
And some of the challenges are the people that are willing to go and stay.
那有一些挑战是你愿意去，然后留在那里。
Because unreached people are not going to be reached by short-term mission.
那些未得之民不会那么快就信主。如果你是短宣的话,
they're going to be reached by long-term relationships.
他们需要一个更长时间的关系。
Okay, one more question. Okay, well, that must be the question row.
Can I ask three questions?
Can you ask what?
Three questions.
Three questions? Is this the Republican debate?
我可以问三个问题吗?
I don't agree with Donald Trump on any point.
我对那个 Donald Trump 的话一点都不认同。
Please, only in America.
Okay, let me translate.
Let's deal one question at a time.
Yeah.第一个问题是说，既然你提到短宣，我想请问一下，一个教会应当如何分配资源来，给短宣
？Well, I think the answer to the question is not what percentage of resources.
所以我想你的问题是不是要问有多少百分比
？I think the question should be what is our strategy with short-term mission.
但我的问题应该是我们的策略是什么
？In our church, when we first started.
当我们开始的时候
we were sending people to Mexico,
我们送人到墨西哥
to South America,
到南美
to Haiti,
到海地
places that we could afford to fly to on a short mission.
到这些地方是我们可以飞得到的地方，然后是去做短宣。
So the people who went, the young people especially, came back, I want to go work at an orphanage in Haiti.
所以年轻人回来的时候都是跟我们说，我想要去海地的孤儿院来服事。
So our short-term strategy,
所以我们短宣的策略就是
was different than our long-term goals.
跟我们长宣的目标是不一样的。
Because our long-term goals was the Muslim world, the Hindu world, the Buddhist world.
因为我们长宣的目标是穆斯林、佛教徒跟印度教徒。
So our short-term strategy was contrary to our long-term strategy.
所以我们短宣的目标或者是策略就刚好是矛盾了，跟长宣。
So I would say the first thing you need to ask is what is our strategy with short-term mission.
所以我想你问的应该是你的短宣的策略是什么。
And in Boston, for example,
以波士顿而言
，we have the largest populations of Haitians after Miami and New York.
Okay.
So we're the third largest population of Haitians.
Haitians.
From Haiti.
Oh, yeah. 波士顿这个城市是除了纽约跟Miami 以外第三大海地人居住的地方。
And everybody wanted to go on the mission trip to Haiti.
每个人都想去每个人想去海地。
But no one wanted to go into the city to work with Haitians.
但没有人愿意去城市里跟海地人。
So in other words, do we have a vision locally that will feed globally?
所以也就是说，我们是不是在本地有那样子同样的目标？
You probably don't have enough money to send people on a short-term mission trip to Gujarat, India.
你也许不会有那样子的经费能够送人到印度的 Gujarati。
But if you might be able to do something with our partners here to go with them, you've done that before, haven't you? Or not? No. Could you receive anybody? Okay. Well, the vision is for the future. So, but I would say budget in terms of finances.
以那个经费而言。
Our church would give about 10% of its mission budget to scholarships for short-term missions.
我也许会给10%。
Which is a more specific answer to your question.
给短宣。
Yeah. What's the second question?
第二个问题。OK， 第二个问题就是说，像举例而言，像土耳其，他们其实有很多人是可以上网路的。
There are many ministries now that are trying to use that as chat rooms. They, you know, they basically, I think what's now called Crew, which used to be Campus Crusade. Crew actually has ministries where you can enter in and answer and have dialogue online with people from Muslim countries. So it's safe for them.And you can be part of that.
现在其实有许多事工是用这样子网络聊天室的方式，或者是用网络的方法，你可以上去交谈。事实上，可能也比较安全。
And technology has a way of presenting the gospel.
科技也是另外一个方法可以来用传福音。
But it's a tool.
是一个工具。
And it's not the end in itself.
但是它并不是终点。
In other words, it's almost always a tool.That will assist with relationships.
也就是说，利用这个工具，你可以来帮助你建立关系。
So I mean, you can get on a loudspeaker and preach the gospel, but no one knows if that's going to be effective.
你当然也可以请一个讲员来在那个上面来讲道，可是不会有人知道那个会不会很有果效。
But there are definitely avenues to use technology for at least introducing people to the gospel.And one of the questions I would ask is, if they're using technology, how are they going to follow it up locally?
所以当然是有很多管道那个是可以用的。但是我想要反问你一个问题，就是说，那你要如何来跟进这样子的工作？
So that's my best short answer. What's give us the third question so that I. Great question.
事实上你已经回答了我的问题，不过就是关于像土耳其这样子的人。
The first answer I would give is a rather spiritual one, but I mean it depends on where God's calling you.
第一个问题是很属灵的。
But I would say if this is where you are,
如果这个是你的方式，
this is where you start.
这就是你要开始做的。
So a lady at our church would eventually become a teacher in Kyrgyzstan.
我们教会就有一个人后来变成克克斯坦的老师。
She started by reaching out to Turkish-speaking people in Boston.
她其实是先从在波士顿这些土耳其裔的人开始，先跟他们建立关系。
But one of the reasons why reaching out to people that have come to our place.
那但为什么我们是在本地去接触这些从远方来的人
？Is it that oftentimes they are removed from their comfortable culture？
也就是说，通常他们在这里是很isolated， 很属于比较对离开他自己原来的文化。
So international students, international immigrants who are here for the first generation。
比方说，第一代的移民或者是国际学生
，They're more open to friendship when they're unsure of themselves.
当他们觉得不确定的时候，他们其实是比较愿意，也比较开放，愿意接受新的关系，新的建立友谊。
So quite a few years ago, a couple from our church came to me and said that the husband who worked for, I think, Raytheon Corporation had an opportunity to go to Saudi Arabia.
所以我们教会有一对夫妻几年前来找我说，这个先生呢要去 Raytheon 的一个公司工作。
So he was going as a tent maker.
他要去当支帐篷的 tent maker.
And he wanted to go to Saudi Arabia.
他想要去沙烏地阿拉伯。
He said to me, "Should I volunteer for this position?"
他说我是不是应该去讲说我自己要去做这个工作。
And I said, "Before you volunteer, go to Boston University."
你在你自愿要去之前，先去 Boston University 波士顿大学。
Find out how many Saudi Arabian students are at Boston University.
先去看看在那个学校有多少从沙烏地阿拉伯来的人。
He came back. He said there are 70.
他来了之后告诉我有70个。
I said if you reach out to Saudi Arabian international students.
如果你对于这些沙烏地阿拉伯的这些国际学生，
you can invite them to your home.
你可以邀请他们去你家。
You can invite them to a Bible study.
你可以邀请他们一起来查经。
You can invite them to church.
你可以邀请他们去教会。
You can share the gospel freely.
你可以跟他们分享福音。
If you go to Saudi Arabia,
如果你去沙烏地阿拉伯，
you'll live on an American compound.
你会住在一个美国人聚集的地方。
And you might never even talk to anybody from Saudi Arabia.
也许你根本没机会跟任何一个沙烏地阿拉伯人交谈。
So they decided they would stay and work with international students.
所以他们决定留下来跟这些国际学生。
So we need to look what are the best ways for us to reach out.
所以我们需要想想看什么是最好的方法来接触这些。
So I apologize, I'm a little over time. What's next?
抱歉，我有点超过时间。
Is it lunch or workshop next? Announcements.
接下来有一些报告。然后之后有午餐。
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to learning more this afternoon.
非常谢谢大家。
我们一个很简短的报告。
I'll make a short announcement.
我们接下来是午餐的时间。
Next we have lunch.
大概半个小时。
About half an hour.
然后在下午我们有专题。